You'll get no podcast audience if you're not turning your full episodes into short form content to post on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts. But if you're just starting your show or you're just starting your podcast, you don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of time, and you certainly don't have enough cash to invest in a short form content editor. So what is the best way to create short form content from your full podcast episodes, super fast and super cheap? There's one word that will solve this problem for you and get you guests fast, and it is Descript. Within the first 4 months of starting my own show, using Descript's AI clipping software, I've been able to gather over 4 million views across all social media platforms and get one million view clips on TikTok and Instagram. And it was all using Descript. And I promise you, I am not sponsored. It's genuinely the software I've used that have allowed me to become Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster in Europe and probably in the world, to be honest. And it has allowed me to turn my full episodes into short form viral content. And I promise you, by the end of this video, you will know exactly how to do the same for your podcast so you can get a fast growing audience just like I did, even quicker than I did. Now let me show you how to do the same for your podcast so you can grow your audience fast. All right, so we go on to Descript, and obviously you need to upload your episode first. First, you need to record an episode. So if you need tips on how to record your own episode, how to get guests to come onto your show, how to email them to get a higher chance of them saying yes, then top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. It gives you every single step that I use, all my secrets to help you become a pro podcaster super fast like I have. And just as a bit of social proof, I've got over 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube using this blueprint. So top link in the description for that. But if you're a bit more advanced and you've recorded a full episode and it's time to turn it into short form content and you've subscribed to Descript, which I highly recommend doing before watching this video, then let's get into it. So you got the full episode. It will obviously take a while to upload, especially if it's a 3-hour episode like this one. And you will then go into AI tools, and you have a lot of different options, but the best one is the repurpose section and creating clips. So you just press create clips, and it gives you a few options. So the number of clips, it ranges from 0 to 20. I highly, highly recommend doing 20 clips. The more clips you have to choose from, the more chance there'll be a viral one in those. So 20 clips, clip duration, I just do 30. It gives you a completely wide range of clips anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And then you'll have something called layout. So this is for the people that have been using it already, but say you create 20 clips for the first time and you add a nice caption with a certain color, or you have an image pop up and you want that to be the template for your future short form content and you cannot be bothered to create that every single time you choose a clip. A layout will allow you to save a template that and save the style that you've created and have it as a template that you can just apply to your future clips for future episodes. So I already have one here. I'm just going to use this one. I would highly recommend having at least a caption, subtitles for your short form content. It will just increase retention because people often don't listen with volume on and they often will swipe away if it's just someone talking with no other bits of text or color or pictures. So having a subtitle will increase retention, therefore get more views, and therefore increase the size of your audience much quicker. So that's the layout. You won't start with a layout, so you don't even need to do that right now. But the topic. So if you want to get the Descript AI to choose a specific topic from your video that you thought was the most engaging, you just write that in there. But alternatively, what I do is I create a criteria for the AI to use to make sure it chooses the best clips for me. So from consuming creators like Iman Gadzi and Alex Hormozi's content about making the best short form content, the making sure from my tongue got twisted from absorbing Iman Gadzi's and Alex Hormozi's content, I've figured out the ways and the tactics that they use to create the most engaging short form content, which has allowed them to grow their audience exponentially. And it includes the things here. Obviously, if you want the full templates to everything, that will turn all of your content into super engaging podcast content, which will allow you to get better guests and get a super fast growing audience and get you monetized on YouTube within the first few months, like I did. Top link in the description for that. But let's just focus on the short form content for this video. And what makes the short form content super engaging? Well, you need a hook. So you need the first 1 second, half a second to be super engaging, grab people's attention. This can be through a bold or controversial statement, something that applies to them, or a question that you ask, or just something that's engaging, something that grabs the attention, something that's recent, something that's a trending topic, something that is conflicting, like good or evil, left versus right, all of those things. You would put them in this topic section, and then the AI would go through your transcript for you and find clips based on that criteria. So, you know, recency, you know, if there's a new event, it's going to get more views because more people are talking about it, more people are interested in it. Celebrity, so a big name brand or a name, or name dropping a celebrity, always increases the views. Relevancy, so if you're making content on brain surgeons or making content for brain surgeons, you want to make sure AI finds the parts of the podcast where you spoke about brain surgeons. A lot of different stuff like that. Curiosity gap, so something that they don't know, something that you don't know, or even just asking a question, that creates curiosity gap, therefore will increase the chance of people staying on and watching the rest of the video because they want to know more, because they're curious. So after writing your criteria for AI to choose your short form content from your full transcript of your podcast episode, you just press submit, and then you just sit back and relax. It's that simple. You just sit back, relax, and wait a few minutes, and Descript will go through your entire podcast episode and create short form content for you based on that. Instead of you going and hiring an editor, which costs, you know, £500-1,000 a month to do this for you, instead of spending 12 hours trying to find different clips and basically doing guesswork because you can't remember what the most engaging parts were, you don't really know how it works, Descript's AI will help you find viral content from your full podcast episode to repurpose into short form content for you. Why does this matter? Let's use an analogy for you to understand this. If you're going in a shop and you see a shelf of brownies, you might buy them. You know, you might buy them. They might catch your eye, or you might just walk past and not even see them. But if you walk into the shop and the first thing you see at the entrance is someone holding a tray with a few brownies and offering it to you as a free sample, you're going to try the brownies, or you're certainly going to get your eye caught by the brownies versus if it was just on the shelf by itself. And if you try those free brownies, you might like them. And that might persuade you to buy the full packet of brownies. Think of short form content as the brownie sample, the free brownie sample. And think about your full podcast episodes as the packet of brownies on the shelf. You're going to get more people to consume your full episodes if you have free short form content samples of your podcast available across all social media platforms, versus if you just had the full episodes on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, and you didn't create any short form content. People don't necessarily always listen to the full episode straight away. They need to be slowly persuaded and brought in and consume shorter pieces of content before they listen to the full episodes. So think of your short form content as free advertisement for your full episodes. A certain amount of people from the viewers that watch your short form content will convert to loyal, long-term listeners of your full podcast episodes. This is the best way to grow your podcast in 2025 and 2026. If you don't post short form snippets of your show, you will reach 99% of less people. For example, I, using Descript, created two clips that I posted on Instagram and TikTok. They're both the same clip. They both got over 1 million views. This gained me way more subscribers and listeners on my full episodes and allowed me to reach a completely new audience. So if you're not posting short form snippets, you're not going to get a loyal audience fast, because Apple and Spotify don't have good growth metrics and ways of growing your show organically through their platforms. Therefore, we need to leverage TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube Shorts to get more eyeballs on our show, and a small percentage of those eyeballs will convert onto the full episode podcast platforms. Now, it's created 20 different clips for us, and it also has stars and a title and a quick description of the clip it's made and why it's engaging. So let's look at this one, for example. This clip is impactful because it underscores the incredible complexity of the human brain using a vivid and relatable comparison, which is likely to grab and hold the audience's attention. I like the look of that one. Let's see. Yep, that's good. Okay, so look what Descript has done. It's given us a reason why this could go viral. It's given us a great headline, which we can use on YouTube and on our captions, so we don't have to think of creating a headline ourselves. It's done that for us. It's literally automated everything for us, so we don't have to worry about doing it. We don't have to spend hours doing it. But we need to make sure the first sentence of our short form content is engaging, otherwise people will swipe away. So the first sentence is here. Is this engaging? There are more contact points in the brain than there are stars in the Milky Way. I think that's pretty engaging, because it turns complex stuff about the brain into a simple yet and understandable analogy which grabs our attention. We want to know why this matters and why this is important. The first sentence of your shorts always have to be super engaging, so make sure the ones that Descript creates are that, and make sure to choose the best ones with the best hooks for your short form content. Otherwise, people will swipe away and the retention will be lower, and therefore you'll get less views. So that's the hook. Then we need to retain the viewer now with an analogy or an explanation of the first sentence. So Dr. Joe Gibelli says, there's a reason why people say it's the most complex object in the known universe. That's another hook. So that's going to retain you as well, because that is a very bold statement, but a very interesting statement as well. The brain is the most complex thing in the universe. That's cool. I want to know more about that. I'll continue to watch. That's going to boost the retention on the video, and therefore more people are going to get shown that video, and therefore more people are going to watch your content and convert as full-time listeners of your long-form content show. And he says, and it really is. And he's an expert because he's a neuroscientist, so people will trust him if you add the credentials of the guest on your show in the caption as well. And then he says, and those connections, they only fire if they're allowed to fire. If you're not distracted with it, like if you're distracted with work and the overbearing boss and your executive network and overworking and being burnt out, if you're allowed to step away from all that, then you're basically, by basically doing that. Yeah. So this is the problem. The start of this was super engaging, but there was no reward and there was no actionable insight. So Descript actually didn't end up choosing the best one for us in this occasion. But say we think this part is really good, then we keep that and we remove the rest. So let's do done, so it chooses all the clips for us. Then we go on to AI tools, because guess what? We don't just let Descript choose the short form content for us and then leave it at that. No. We need to make sure every split second counts for our short form content, because every second you waste in your video, people will swipe away. So we need to edit for clarity. Do heavy edit for clarity. What this does is it removes the filler words, the digressions, the blather, all the obvious cuts for us. So we'll submit that and see what it removes. It might not remove anything because it's short form content, but it has, which is very, very good. So it's removed a lot of the fluff for us, but can you see there's still one word underlined in blue. That's a filler word. Filler words don't need to be there. Instead of you having to highlight and remove every single time, you can just go remove filler words, find all filler words, remove all. The script does it for you. And there's one more AI tool I'd use for editing your short form content on the script, and that is remove word gaps. So removing word gaps is important because, like I said, every second counts for super short form content. If there's a long pause between words, then people are going to be disengaged and they're going to swipe away, and you'll get less of an audience from that, and therefore less people will watch your full-time episodes because there'll be less people to convert from your short form content. So we need to make sure every second counts. So I do remove gaps more than 0.4 seconds and turn those gaps into short 0.2 second gaps, because we don't want it to be super snappy. Like we want there to be some gap between the words. We just don't want it to be too long. If there's no gap between the words, it sounds too unnatural. So we've done that, and it shortened it into a 20 second video from about a 30 second video, which is going to increase your attention and therefore it will get more views. But let's see if it's still engaging after all that editing. Like I said, it's super important to read through the transcript and make sure the Descript AI has chosen the right clips for you and the clips make sense. You don't just get the clips and then post the clips. You still need to have that human quality control and oversight if you want your clips to do well. If you're not distracted with work and overbearing, you know, I'd be mad if you separate from all that. Yeah, so it drops off at the end. It's not engaging at the end. But if you remove this, for example, by highlighting it and pressing delete, there are more contact points in the brain than stars in the Milky Way. It's the most complex object in the known universe. Those connections only fire if they're allowed to fire. That's decent, you know. I don't think the ending's that great. There's not much of a reward, but the first two sentences are engaging. So that might, you might get away with being able to post that and seeing if it gets a few views. But it would have been more ideal if he explained more about it and explained how you can allow those neurons to fire, which he probably does later in the video, but the Descript AI didn't pick it up. But that's okay. Like I said, we want to have the human oversight and we can make changes ourselves. But let's try and find one more example for you guys to show how good Descript can be at choosing engaging clips from your podcast for you. That's not that good. So what you do now, what I'm doing now, is going through each of the chosen clips from Descript and seeing which one is the best. Wow. Okay, now this is a good one. So how playing Super Mario boosts your brain. A lot of people say playing video games is probably bad for your brain. There's probably been a lot of studies on that. There's a lot of controversy around that because you have the parents who are anti-video game and you have the video game lovers, and that's a conflict. So therefore, it's going to be an engaging topic because people will agree and disagree. Therefore, it'll probably get a lot of comments. So the script has chosen a good one for us. And because Mr. or Dr. Joseph Gibelli is a neuroscientist, he is a credible voice. He's an expert. So people will listen and trust him. So I would add to this neuroscientist, and then I would do his name, obviously, Dr. Joe Gibelli. I would obviously write down in full, but I don't want to spend ages typing and waste you guys' time. So, and then I'd do like reveals the truth about video games and your brain health. So I'd probably do that as the title because it's credibility, revealing something, so that increases your curiosity because it's something you don't know. The truth, again, the epistemic gap, something that you don't know but you are going to be enlightened about, so that's going to increase the curiosity and therefore people will want to go and consume the content and learn about it. And then video games and your brain health, that's quite a conflicting topic. It's quite a controversial topic. There's a lot of debate on whether they're good for you. And he says they are good for you, but the hook's not that good yet. So there's a lot of blue highlights. So again, let's do the human oversight and edit for clarity so it improves it. Boom, look at that. It's removed about 20 seconds worth of blabber, basically, which would have been stuff that would have encouraged people to swipe away because it wasn't engaging. So it's cut all the fluff for you. But say this part of the transcript that it removed actually you think is important, you would just go over it, click it, and then press restore, and then it would restore it for you. Obviously, Command Z on MacBook to undo that. But it's turned the hook into a much more engaging one because it's removed the filler words. Now it's one of my favorite studies looked at people who played Super Mario for half an hour every day for 2 months. That's engaging because it's a study which increases the credibility. And they played Super Mario for half an hour every day for 2 months. He didn't explain what the outcome of the study was. Therefore, people are going to have a higher chance of engaging with it and staying on watching the video because they want to know what the study found. Then he retained them by saying they found more gray matter in the regions of the brain linked to spatial navigation, spatial memory planning, and organization. And again, those effects lasted a long time. That's retaining because it tells us a fact that we probably didn't expect. I would have expected that playing Super Mario would worsen your brain, your attention span. But the neuroscientist who's super credible has retained me by telling me there's actually some health benefits. I want to know more about this. I'm going to continue to watch the video. Can you see this? The hook retain reward structure that you can ask Descript AI to use when creating clips for you from your full episode is super effective at increasing the retention and therefore getting more people to consume your content and subscribe to your podcast. So let's see what else he says in this clip. It lasted a very long time, which again is surprising. And he said, in terms of video games, half an hour to an hour max, official guidelines say an hour to 2 hours. A much literature shows that a little bit of videos every day is good for your brain. Okay, so I would actually remove this part because he's repeating himself. I remove this, completely remove this, and reward. The reward is a surprising fact. A little bit of video games every day is good for your brain. All the mums out there are going to be screaming and annoyed and saying that's wrong. All of the video game lovers, which is a large amount of people, will be happy because that confirms their pre-existing beliefs. Therefore, they're going to share it to their friends who like video games, and the kids are going to share it to their mums or parents who tell them who aren't allowed to play video games. This is going to create conflict. This is a high chance of going viral. Thank you very much, Descript, for creating this clip for me. I didn't have to do anything. All I had to do is make a few tweaks. That's it. Again, there's blue highlighted here. So we would go remove filler words and it removes that for you. And then we just press export and then schedule that post. And then boom, we have short form content made for us using this script. It's super easy, super effective. I've just given you the step-by-step way of how you can do it yourself to get more viewers to consume your long form content and get a big audience fast. Like I said, I've got over 450,000 engaged viewers on my Instagram from short form content. I've got even more of those on TikTok. I've got millions of views across all social media platforms, mainly from short form content. And my subscriber base is growing super fast through YouTube Shorts as well. Creates new audiences for you, and it's free advertisement. So if you want to grow your show, or you want to grow your podcast in 2025 and 2026, posting short form content is the absolute game-changing way to get free organic eyeballs to your show, because short form content gets a lot of views. Out of those views, a small percentage will convert to become full-time listeners of your full episodes. Therefore, your show grows as a consequence. But how do you create short form content super fast? You subscribe to Descript software and it will go through your transcript for you and create viral worthy short form clips. That is the number one tip from this video. And by watching this video, you know the exact method I've used to create clips from Descript from my podcast that I've got millions of views. But if you want to know how to get guests on your show, you want to know how to create a pro lighting setup from your bedroom, you want to know what exact microphone to use, and you want personalized feedback from me every single week on how you can become a pro remote podcaster, even from your bedroom, and from Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster, then top link in the description for that. The first 25 people that sign up will get the course half price. After that, I'm going to double it. And the more people that join, the more community will grow and the more friends that you'll have who are like-minded and want to become pro podcasters as well, who can help you. And we're going to be doing meetups in the future, and we're going to be doing weekly live calls, and you're going to get all my templates for free as part of this course, which helped me get guests, helped me streamline the process using AI, because I'm doing this all by myself. I haven't employed anyone yet. So no other podcaster does this. No other podcaster is sharing all their secrets. So if you want to learn from Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster, who's got their dream guests on the show and is getting millions of views and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners within the first 4 months of starting a show, if you want every single secret I use and I've used and I continue to use, and you want me to hold your hand and stop procrastinating and become the pro podcaster that you've always dreamed of being, even if you're 13 years old, even if you're 40 years old, or if you're 20, 25, 30 years old, it doesn't matter. It has everything you need and everything you don't need and all the mistakes I've made for you to avoid. And it will guarantee that you'll become a pro remote podcaster from your bedroom. So if you're interested, top link in the description. You won't regret it. And I'll see you there. Goodbye.